Asian longhorn beetles kill hardwood trees, and they especially feast on maples. So when the invasive insects were spotted in Brooklyn in 1996, many worried that they would spread from New York into New England and the iconic maples there. Now they have. It was a curious Massachusetts resident who dropped a dime on the beetles, Murray Carpenter reports.
In late July, Donna Massey saw some unusual beetles outside her apartment in Worcester. They were more than an inch long, black with white spots, and sported long striped antennas. Curious, she started searching for beetle images on the internet.
Finally, I saw what I thought was the beetle, which it said Asian longhorn beetle. Well, the very first thing I pull up is an alert from the government.
Massey reported her sighting, and in 2 days, local, state, and federal officials quickly began surveying nearby trees, even enlisting dozens of smoke jumpers to climb through the canopy. 10 crews are now hoping to cut down 10,000 infested trees, grind them to bits, and ship them off to biomass power plants. And they want to do this before the adult beetles chew their way out of the hearts of the trees next summer.
We're looking at a severe threat.
Clint McFarland of the U.S. Department of Agriculture leads the eradication program. For years, he battled these beetles in New York and New Jersey, where they now seem to be mostly contained. But he says this is different. Worcester sits at the southern edge of a forest extending from upstate New York to Maine.
The preferred hosts for the Asian longhorn beetle are your maples, willows, birch, and your elms. And these are all a large, large percentage of the density of our northeastern hardwood forest.
McFarland says if the beetle spreads, it could cost billions to the lumber, tourism, and maple syrup industries, in addition to significant but harder to quantify environmental impacts. The beetles spread slowly on their own, but often get human help. Larval beetles first hitchhiked from China in wood pallets. Now there's concern that someone will violate a quarantine imposed for 64 square miles around Worcester by taking a load of green firewood to a cabin.
Not moving in firewood is very important, and it's a message that we're going to continue to hammer.
That's Mike Bona, who works for the U.S. Forest Service in Durham, New Hampshire. Eradicating an infestation in Chicago took 10 years and $70 million, and this one could cost more. Crews are cutting down trees all over Donna Massey's neighborhood. She says she'll miss the trees, especially in the fall when their colors were so vibrant.
Just the whole idea that this beetle, a little beetle, is going to take this beauty away. A beetle!
McFarland and Bona think it's likely that the Worcester infestation has already spawned another elsewhere in New England. For NPR News, I'm Murray Carpenter.
This is NPR News.